Severe malnutrition has blinded this child, but her mother still hopes she will survive.
I pray so that she gets back on her feet here. Otherwise, there's not much I can do but leave it all to God.
Yet, there is no hope left for this child. She is among the 40 to 50 children who the United Nations estimates die every day from malnutrition on the Horn of Africa. Josette Shiran, executive director of the UN World Food Programme, says the epic drought has forced mothers to abandon weak children as families walk for days to get to refugee camps in Kenya and Ethiopia.
One out of four are really in dire conditions. And if children get to level four malnutrition, only about 40% can even be revived.
Pediatricians warn that malnourished children are susceptible to infections and that mortality is particularly high among children under five. Dr. Peter Hotez is a tropical disease expert.
Children are vulnerable to a number of viral pathogens, including measles, bacterial pathogens, including those that cause cholera and other diarrheal diseases, as well as bacterial pathogens that cause bacterial meningitis. They're susceptible to parasitic infections, especially a terrible disease called Kala-Azar.
Dr. Hotez says that in addition to their urgent need for food and shelter, these children also need essential vaccines.
Measles vaccines, possibly cholera vaccines as well, and the meningitis vaccine, immunizing against meningococcus A. We want to provide hepatitis control, so hepatitis vaccination would be ideal.
Health experts also advise sleeping under insecticide-treated bed nets to prevent deadly outbreaks of malaria in overcrowded refugee settings. More than 2 million children are at risk of malaria and Kala-Azar in famine-stricken Africa. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.